We've performed quite well up to now and we're enjoying it. We're learning from the gaffer each and every day and he's getting his points across to us more and more. So the lads are in good spirits at the minute. We're quite confident and we're looking forward for Saturday's game.
You often hear players saying, we enjoying it, but you could see it on the pitch last Saturday at Blues. Yeah. Even in the first half when you weren't getting much luck in front of goal, There was something about the way you were playing.
Yeah, we were. We played quite well. I mean, we come in at half-time and no one really panicked. We were still on top. We were still, like you said, we created a few chances in the game. And it was one of them where all the lads are really together. You can see the passion running through the team and things like that. And everybody's all as one with the fans as well. So, like I said, we're loving it and we're creating some good chances at the minute. The front three, whoever's playing at the minute, are playing really well and they're creating a lot of chances. So all you can do is just keep on backing them up.
Is there more freedom? Is that something you're being told? The chance to express yourself perhaps in a slightly more fluid way?
Yeah, without a doubt, but I just think the lads are playing really, really well. It's a pleasure to play with them at the minute. I mean, like I said, we talk about Mace and John Daddy and the difference he's made, and I think the boys at the minute are playing really well. Really well. They're listening to the gaffer and trying to get his points across on the pitch, and it seems to be working at the minute, and the gaffer's been fantastic. He's been brilliant with everyone, and long may it continue up to now.
You mentioned John Daddy. He looks a heck of a player for Championship level, doesn't he?
He's fantastic. He made a real difference, I think. I mean, even when he comes on the other night against Cambridge, everybody gets a bit of a lift off him. You know he's going to hold the ball up, create chances, create opportunities for his mates and bring players into play. So he's been superb. He's been a massive lift and a lift the club needed.
When you're, as a distributor, looking up there and you know the ball isn't going to bounce off him, does that help you a lot?
It's fantastic. It's brilliant. Like I said, whoever's played up there up to now this season has been brilliant. I mean, Helder the other night was a real nuisance and thought Jed was fantastic and Mace has been brilliant as well. So it's just everything seems to be gelling at the minute, and we need to keep going. I mean, the international break comes at a bit of a bad time for us, really. We want to keep on playing as many games as possible, but we want to go into Saturday full of confidence and see where it takes us.
And the way the system's operating at the moment, you're getting an awful lot of the ball. They often say in the modern game, you're almost quarterbacking the team. Is that something that seems to suit you?
Yeah, I mean, I've said before, I don't really mind where I play for the club and for the manager and for my teammates, but it's one of them. If you're going to play in a position, you've got to know what you're doing. It's the same on set piece and things like that. The gaffer drills into us, you need to know every single position and in case you end up in one. But, I mean, for me, I just want to help the team as much as possible and keep on playing and hopefully keep on winning with the boys.
From the outside looking in, it's fascinating to see so many players being brought into the club. And yet, last weekend, 10 of the starting 11 were guys like you who were here last season. The key is you're being given your chance to show what you can do. It's not been assumed, we need to replace all these guys.
No, not at all. Like I said, the gaffer's been fantastic since he's been in. He spoke to everyone, he's told them what he wants from them. And I think the boys are responding a little bit at the minute. I mean, like I said, the way his attention to detail on the pitch is fantastic and we're learning from him each and every day. And like I said before, long may it continue.
Going back to Huddersfield, always interesting one for you, isn't it? You know, They'll be assuming that you can have a great game and score because you always expect that from your former players. Yeah. But what do you make of what they're doing there? Because they've started brilliantly.
They have, yeah. I mean, it's a fantastic club. It's a great club. It's full of good people and run by good people. And all the lads there are brilliant. But they've signed a lot of players this summer and they seem to be having a little go. And they started the season well, in similar fashion to us. So it's a massive game. It doesn't matter whether it's towards the end of the season or now. I mean, we're sitting third in the table and they're top. So it's up to us to go there and try and knock them off that, and that's what we're doing. And like I said, we're full of confidence. We're going there on the back of two good results and hopefully we'll go there and get the win.
It's the modern way. What do you do if you score a goal there? Do you do the full celebration? What do you do? Have you thought about it?
No, 100%. I play for Wolves now, and like I said, I love being here, so I'd always celebrate if I notched one, yeah.